Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think it's pretty easy, to be honest with you. I mean, our preparation's been the same as it is every other week this season, and I know our guys are looking forward to it. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of outside noise, and we just got to go about our business, trust our process, and do what we've been doing all season long.
Show. We're broadcasting live down here at Stenney, 2nd and National in Walker's Point, and kind of hanging out down here and getting you ready for the game this weekend. It's the pre-postseason pep rally, if you will, and we're enjoying the hospitality that Stenney's has to offer. 2nd and National, Walker's Point, great wings, great fish fry, and if you want to come down and get some beverages as well, they got the $3 Bud Light bottles going on tonight. The Bill Michaels garlic cheese bread is going on as well, so come on in. As they say at Stenney's, you should be here. This portion of the program brought to you by some great people. Robert Hack Diamonds, all you got to do is, they got two locations, by the way. Green Tree Road, and they also have Port Washington. And if you want to stop in and tell them we said hi, tell Brett and the whole gang that we said hi, by all means do so. But again, Milwaukee and Port Washington and Green Tree Roads and RobertHackDiamonds.com or Greenfield in the corner of North 76th and Layton, you can find them there. Plus, if you want another good place to go and want to go watch the games this weekend while you're kind of weathering the storms, they have a great location called the Social House on West Lisbon Road in Menominee Falls. Great for watching any sporting event in a cozy atmosphere. The food's highly acclaimed. Stop in. Tell them we said hi, and don't forget about our terrific friends at Usinger, longtime sponsor. They send us down to wherever the Super Bowl is every year, and they send us there. Go to Usinger.com. From the deli, the cheeses, they've got it all. That is Usinger, Usinger, Usinger.com. Mike Clemens from NFL Sirius Radio joining us here on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Mike, how you doing, man?
Pretty good. You know, it's been low-key here. There's all the network media that, you know, you've seen in the past. And, you know, there's an energy. The guys are going through their practices and through their meetings. But there's a – I don't know what it is. You know, there's – maybe it's because everybody knows what their role is. Everybody – there's no more surprises. There's no more people, like, being released or anything like that. It's an interesting calm here. And that's not to say that they're under key or anything like that. I'm sure inside these players, you know, are pretty geared up. But it starts with the coach, because Matt LaFleur, you remember we were talking about this 9, 10, 11 months ago, that he kind of came in and put a new paint job on and put new bright lights and in the hallways of the classrooms where these positions meet, there used to be, you know, classic photos of Starr and Favre and, you know, those eras of plays, and he had that replaced with current players. You know, like Aaron Rodgers and Mason Crosby and, you know, David Bakhtiari. And he came in with a message about, you know, this is about now. This isn't about the Lombardi era or the Holmgren era or, frankly, the McCarthy era. It's about the 2019-2020 Green Bay Packers. And he's been drilling that in. And that, you know, we're not looking ahead. We're not looking to the past. We're talking about we're 1-0 and whatever week is this. So today I said to him, do you understand now that – when you talk to your fans, I mean, they come up to us and talk about games that happened 30 years ago. You know, I mean, fans talk about the memories. Sometimes fans can name more players from a roster from 20 or 30 years ago than they can on who's going to hit the field on Sunday night against the Seahawks. And I said, tomorrow night, you got 6 to 12 inches of snow. You got Lambeau Field. You got the playoffs. I mean, this is all about it. I said, so, you know, is there a bridge between your message, which has been fresh and unique this year, and the traditions? And he said, yep, I think our guys are doing a great job just keeping it week to week like we've asked them to do, and yeah, we're looking forward to Sunday night's game. I mean, he won't go there. He's just not going to go there. but that's Matt LaFleur. And so when you ask Aaron Rodgers, what's the most important thing Matt LaFleur has done as a head coach in putting his imprint on the franchise, here's what Aaron Rodgers said.
Well, I think the best teams are player-led teams, and I think he's allowed the players to take ownership of important parts of the squad, and the biggest thing is the leadership part, letting guys kind of be themselves. You know, it was from the start, it was a limited amount of rules and very simplistic approach. You know, be a professional, be on time, be prepared, don't make excuses, make it about the team, be the best version of yourself in the locker room, embrace your role and make the most of it. And I think it's allowed guys to make decisions to buy in every day. I think, you know, obviously a big part of the success of the team has been the moves that we made, you know, and then the way that those moves have kind of gelled with the rest of the squad. Obviously bringing in big name players, even though they weren't the biggest names to start. Yeah, you know, not many of us outside of the AFC North knew a ton about Za'Darius Smith, but like I said, he's been a great addition to the squad. We knew about Preston and played against him. He's obviously been a great addition. Same with Adrian, played against him. Nobody really knew who Billy Turner was. Is it Bill or Billy, you know, coming in? Bill Turner, is that a real name, you know? And then it's this, you know, huge black dude with dreads coming in who's the, you know, nicest, most humble guy off the field and just an absolute warrior on the field playing through injuries. I think I saw he had the most snaps all season. It's a credit to him and the way that he prepares. You know, what Brian did in the offseason, bringing those guys in and Matt's leadership and allowing the guys to really be themselves, I think has definitely given us a great chance to be successful.
Mike, you know, they brought in guys this year. They've been pretty stable up front. Looks like the offensive line's going to be intact going into the postseason. Obviously, Aaron Jones has stayed healthy this year for the most part, short of losing Davante Adams. The offensive unit itself has been healthy. They've had some success. They just haven't found the consistency, and everybody seems to think that the consistency or this postseason is going to be the coming out party this year for Aaron Rodgers.
You gave up a lot of rushing plays, poor run defense. Mike Pettine tried to fix that by moving Za'Darius Smith over the middle and that Z package, they call it. You had horrible performance on special teams, particularly in the return game. Brian Gutekunst finally found a returner that could come in and help you out with that, and that seems to be solved. The one mystery is things like that happened in that last game against the Lions. I mean, where's Aaron Rodgers getting hot, where he throws, you know, 10 for 11, 10 for 12 passes, and he gets into a groove, and you didn't find that. And, you know, you haven't seen that much this season. You didn't see it last year, and you didn't know if that was a conflict with the player and the coach and the game plan or whatever. And yet Aaron still has had, he still puts up highlight films. He made that tremendous throw to Jamal Williams in the back of the end zone down in Kansas City against the Chiefs. Just to save that game, to win that game in Detroit. He calls a screen play. He calls it because he calls a two-minute offense and throws it to your guest tonight, Aaron Jones. And Aaron Jones told us, you know, I don't know how he got the ball to me in that screen. I mean, he literally threw it between three Lions, and somehow the ball's right there at my waist, and I catch it, and I turn around. He goes upfield for 31 yards, and that sets up the winning kick for Mason Crosby. So I said to Aaron, does that play, you know, be you somehow throwing that ball while you got a guy throwing you down and off to your side and flipping it about 9 or 10 yards through a crevice of players, and Aaron Jones turns and goes upfield. Does that play sort of epitomize your 13-3 season?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I think a lot of stuff goes into those situational offensive times, and there's some common sense that has to happen in games like that. And you know, we've made plays in those important times and adjusted well. I'm not going to bore you with how I actually called that play, but, you know, I appreciate these guys because sometimes I have some flashbacks and moments like that and start calling things the way I used to call them. But luckily we're on the same page on that one.
Yeah, because that was a huge play. I mean, that was one of those plays, Mike, though, that kind of tells you and me and everybody else watching that if you just get the ball into the hands of your playmakers, you don't have to go downfield to have big plays. Just get the ball in the hands of the playmakers and let playmakers make plays. They did that when Devontae Adams was down. Just let guys get the ball and see what they can do with it. They did it in Kansas City. They did it in Dallas. This team was able to function when he just got the ball in their hands.
And on the other side of the ball, Bill, it's the same story for the Seattle Seahawks. My God, what a weird season. 4-4 in one of the noisiest stadiums in sports at home, but 8-1 on the road. And Russell Wilson is the key to it. I mean, he just keeps extending plays, making things happen. You're missing three, maybe four guys on their offensive line. We're waiting for the injury report to come out to find out which of these guys on the offensive line for the Seattle Seahawks are going to be in or, in fact, out for Sunday night's game. And Russell Wilson, you know, it's just amazing how smart he is, how fast he is, how optimistic he is. And he seems to be the same way out the field. And I didn't realize this, but he's actually still got a close friendship with Jimmy Graham. You know, and Jimmy just talked to us a couple of minutes ago. He hasn't talked in about 2 or 3 weeks. And he acknowledged that. So what, in his time, and it wasn't very good when he was with those Seahawks, but still, he and Russell became very close. And Russell talked about their friendship this week at the podium.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Jimmy. You know, he was one of my groomsmen in my wedding. He's a guy that I got to become really close with. You know, being a groomsman in my wedding was just to have him in there was an amazing time. It was a special thing, and he's been a great friend ever since, really, honestly, day one we ever met. You know, and we share a lot of commonalities that maybe a lot of people don't know, but we just, I really respect him. He's been one of my best friends since the day I've gotten to know him. You know, I always check in on him. I always text him every week, you know, pretty much for the most part, just, you know, saying great game or this or that, or just checking in on him about life or whatever. So, you know, so Jimmy's my guy.
Who's the better pilot?
Jimmy. Jimmy by long shot. The things Jimmy can do flying wise, I would never try to do. You know, I mean, like, you know, I'm not sure if it's because I got two kids at home or if because just Jimmy's that much more talented and he's been doing it that much longer. It's probably both. You know, Jimmy's pretty amazing at flying.
I'm glad that they have a relationship, and I'm glad that he had some of the good years of Jimmy Graham. I just hope Jimmy Graham is. I want to say, Mike, a little more competitive in this contest with the Seahawks. Would you think Jimmy Graham's coming out with the Seahawks with something to prove?
Oh, you know, he was asked that, and he said, you know, I don't know. You know, because he talked about he really hasn't had that much experience in the playoffs as well. And he didn't want to put up any kind of bulletin board material like that. But, you know, he just kind of focused on what he can do for this team and for the younger guys. And I have a feeling, too, that, you know, whether the Packers win this one or they play next week, et cetera, I think Jimmy Graham's got a pretty good idea this might be his last season in Green Bay.
You know, well, I would think so. Everybody kind of knows that he's not coming back, that they're not going to pay that money. They just buy him out. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We got more with Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold insider. We are broadcasting live down here at Stenny's, 2nd and National in Walker's Point. If you want to come on by, come on by. 2nd and National, you should be here. Great food. They got Fish Fry Friday going on. They have beer specials going on. Bud Light bottles, only $3. They got $6 for Old Fashions, and it's perch and cod and tilapia and Fish Fry Friday all day and all night. Come on by and say hi to Stenny's. And tomorrow they have changed the game time for the Milwaukee Admirals. Yes, they will be running shuttles to that as well. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I always, and I did it with you guys, and I did it with the guys in Seattle, and I just grew up learning this, I think, and communicating with players. You guys, it's your team. I'm there to try and put you in a position to the best position to win. You guys are playing the game, and so I'm there to help you.
Welcome back. Those are the words of Mike Holmgren. Believe it or not, Mike Holmgren, who was on The Big Show, which The Big Show you're going to hear down here at Stenny's, 2nd and National in Walker's Point, coming up in just a little while from now. That's where we're broadcasting live from, thanks to our friends over there at the Milwaukee Admirals. Admirals, by the way, tomorrow they moved their game time up, so if you do want a shuttle and you want to come out to Stenny's and enjoy yourself, they're going to run shuttles to the Admirals game tomorrow and the Admirals back on home ice. So come on by and say hello. Stop in. Also, don't forget about our good friends over at Nice Ash Cigar Bar, downtown Waukesha. Stop there on Main Street. Tell them we said hi. Just another great place to go. Have yourself some good beers, some good spirits, maybe a cigar, maybe a hookah if you choose to do so. They have music tonight. They got music over the weekend. You can catch the games down there as well. Thanks to them also. Joining us, Mike Clemens from NFL Sirius Radio. So, Mike, we heard right there from Mike Holmgren about the Packers and the Seahawks and what he did during the playoffs. I guess the next question then becomes with some of the key players in this contest, more so banged up on the Seattle side than on the Packers side, trying to get some of these guys ready to play in a big game like this.
Yeah, about the only concerns I see right now, Kenny Clark was limited yesterday or Wednesday. He got back out. He's been dealing with some kind of a back injury, but he should be good to go. Danny Vitale, the fullback, has been hit with the flu bug. He's also been dealing with a knee injury as well, but he has not been around. I'll tell you what, I was just talking to Blake Martinez, too. I mean, he's got a cold. Aaron Jones, when you see him tonight, he's coming over a cold. The illness thing went all the way around. And somebody asked me, do you think they give these guys flu shots? I'm sure that they advise them to do that. But, you know, you're trying to tell a 25-year-old, you know, athlete that can do what these guys can do in the weight room, they'd probably feel invincible. But the flu bug hit them hard last week and went around. And it was kind of weird. We talked to Aaron Rodgers about, you know, so what do you think about this flu bug? Are you feeling okay? Yeah, I'm fine. He didn't want to talk about it. And when he was asked about it again, you know, 10, 15 minutes later, he said, yeah, I took care of myself. Which, to me, is maybe he's a little frustrated that this flu bug has gone around. It's been an issue, and that maybe guys didn't get flu shots or do the things, you know, the simple little thing like that. But whatever, you know, it's going around the state, and that's really been kind of a big story for this locker room. I think Tyler Lancaster should be able to get back. And you know that they hydrate these guys. They give them IVs and all that and see if they can get them on the field. But it's been a sense of frustration. Far more serious injuries over on the Seahawks side, you know, guys with knees and neck stingers and stuff on the offensive line. And then their big stud on defense, Jadeveon Clowney, who they rested a game or two, and then he came back in for these most recent games, and he talked about what's it like to have this core muscle injury.
Well, they're a really well-balanced offense, more balanced than they've been because of Aaron Jones. You know, he just made such an impact.
That's Pete Carroll. Anyway, Jadeveon talked about the pain that this thing is going through and how much trouble he's had with it, and that, you know, he said it's okay, you can settle down for after a while, but he said the next thing you know is you get on the plane like they did in their game last week, and it gives him a lot of difficulty. So, you know, he's still expected to play on Sunday night, but that's something that he's dealing with.
Mike, I wanted to ask you as well, when you talk about the injuries and you had mentioned, you know, Jadeveon Clowney, is he their biggest threat when it comes to pass rush?
Oh, I think so. And Bobby Engram is, you know, the veteran, all that. Yeah, they will also bring, you know, their corners as well. You know, I've been impressed by Quandre Diggs, too, that they bring in at safety. Here's a guy that, you know, played for the Lions and is kind of an average player. They traded for him when they started having their injuries at safety, and that guy's flying all over the field. Trey Flowers at the corner. You know, they typically, a Seattle defense under Pete Carroll and, you know, Ken Norton, the current defensive coordinator, there's pressure. Clowney they'll send, and they'll line up five guys. You just don't know which one is coming. But the big thing then is the way they stack the back end, and they don't give up deep balls. They make you throw short and underneath, make you try and run the football. I think, though, that the Packers have got a lot of, you know, solutions to that. I mean, I think that's when the Packers do their best. I think it could be a big night for Jamal Williams, who had a shoulder injury that kept him out of the Lions game. He suffered it early in the week before up in Minnesota. And had an interesting conversation with Jamal about, you know, your emotions during the week. I talked to him with this interview like on Wednesday, like, hey, you know, how do you keep from, you know, to wait until game day, keep your emotions in check as you build up toward Sunday night?
It ain't that hard, honestly. When game day comes, you know, and game day is the most hardest day. The whole week, it ain't that hard. I promise you it ain't. Until you get to Saturday, then you probably feeling all right. It's hyped up, juiced up time. But I've been doing so much, like, psychological work with the doctor and stuff like that to know, like, you just got to stay mentally calm and focused. You never want to be too high or too low. So if you get too high, then you burn yourself out before the game. And, you know, mentally you just won't be there.
So they talk about this Dr. Carr a lot, and this turns out to be this guy, Dr. Christopher Carr, who is their team performance psychologist. And it's something that Rodgers had talked about a couple of weeks ago. Remember we played those quotes from Rodgers talking about working more on a subconscious, more on his. He said there's no reason you can't talk to our team psychologist who they've had on duty. Mike Sherman had a guy on staff that was a counselor, so if you were young and maybe you had some social concerns coming into the team and the fame of being on the Packers, you could talk to a guy that you could trust was not going to put that word on the street, that, you know, it was going to stay within house. Well, they've taken that one step higher, and a lot of these guys, all the players talking to this Dr. Christopher Carr. So I asked Matt LaFleur the other night the importance of going to the training room and then talking to this psychologist to get your head right.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely critical. I think you see more and more teams putting more of their resources into guys like that. And Dr. Carr's been a huge asset for our guys. That the guys that use him have found him to be really helpful. And it's not only the players. He helps some of the coaches as well.
Let's do this, Michael. Take a quick break. You got one more segment in you?
You bet.
Hang in there, pal. We're broadcasting live down here at Stenney, 2nd and National in Walker's Point, hanging out down here and having a good time, getting you ready for the divisional game this coming weekend. And we're brought to you by our friends at Signature Limo. Go to booksignature.com. That is booksignature.com. And by Skipper Buds. Don't forget to go see a boat at the boat show and make it a Skipper Buds boat. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Hey, I was talking to my mom yesterday. And she was talking about that. She was like, aren't you glad that you're in a situation that you can be in a playoff game and be one of the main guys that they talk about? Because, you know, last year I was went to the first round, but I had to play behind Terrell Suggs. But to be in this situation, I told her it was a blessing. And I'm going to go execute every play because the world is watching. And this is a big game for us to get us to the, what, championship, right? Get to the championship. So it's going to be a big one for us, man. And every play is going to be an all-out play from each and every one of us on this football team.
Zadarius Smith, there you have it. Welcome back to the Bill Michaels Show. We are broadcasting live down here at Stenney, 2nd and National Walker's Point. It has been an absolute blast. It's not going to stop when we get off the air because, as a matter of fact, you got the Big Show from 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. They're going to walk through the door, and then they're going to take you until 6 o'clock. Don't forget, I'm heading north after this. We're going to get up to Lodge Kohler for the Lodge Kohler kickoff. Aaron Jones is going to be our special guest tonight. We'll tape it at 5. It's going to air at 6 on many of these same stations, including Milwaukee. So right after the Big Show gets off the air, you can listen to myself and Aaron Jones in the Lodge Kohler kickoff there. Mike Clemens joining us. He is brought to you by our friends at Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. It's all happening at Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Make sure you visit them at paysbig.com. That's paysbig.com. And so anyway, long story short, Mike, we got a big game coming up this weekend. There's snow in the forecast. There's weather that could possibly be coming. It's still going to be Packer weather. It's still going to be in the 20s. I think there's maybe some lingering flurries or something like that. But, you know, it just, by the time it all comes down to it, I'm looking for Aaron Rodgers to have a good game, maybe Aaron Jones, a very balanced attack, and then hopefully Zadarius and Preston Smith, who we just heard, they have a solid game at containing Russell Wilson. You know what I mean?
I think the game could be like the weather forecast, Bill Michaels, because on Tuesday, you know, I went to the National Weather Service for Brown County, and it said, you know, it looked like a quiet weekend, man. It looked like mostly cloudy and 28 for a kickoff at 5:40, which is an unusual time to start an NFL football game and all that. And, you know, where did 6 to 12 inches for the area come up? But it's just, you know, it's winter. It's anything can happen. I have a feeling that that's kind of the way the game is going to happen. But one thing you know for sure, Pete Carroll, what he's going to want to run the football. And he's, you know, down with all those injuries at running back and on his offensive line. And yet he still has been able to perform. And bringing in Marshawn Lynch, who had that one run. I mean, they only had 19 yards rushing last game, but the one run showed that the guy could still do it. And so, you know, Mike Pettine is showing his defenders and the younger players, you know, this is this beast, man, that you're going to have to deal with. And then, you know, Travis Homer, pretty, you know, fast kid that they've brought up, you know, the rookie. But with the three injuries that they've got on offensive line, one thing that that Pete Carroll really liked doing earlier in the year, and with along with Schottenheimer's offensive coordinator, was they would come in with a jumbo package, six, sometimes even seven guys on the line. So I asked Mike Pettine last night, if they still try and pull that and come out with a six- or seven-man line, does that make it difficult? You know, if he's stuck with his smaller guys, suddenly have the substitute and get his bigs out there to match that?
It can. I mean, that's, you know, they use that probably more than most. And like you said, to have times where they've actually had seven offensive linemen out there, a few snaps of that this year. So, no, it's a challenge. I mean, you it puts you in a bit of a bind. You want to match big with big, but at the same time, I mean, you want to have, you know, you want to be athletic on the field as well. So you kind of got to find that group that works best, that you can hold up against the run, but you have enough speed on the field if they do try to spread you, or they're getting the ball out quick, or the quarterback's running around, as you know, is obviously very difficult to bring down. So, no, they've done a good job with it, and it's something that you know, we're certainly preparing for. I know they didn't do it as much against Philly, or if at all, but I know that was probably more because of the injury situation than more so than anything else.
And when the Seattle team was winning Super Bowls 4 or 5 years ago, it was all about the Legion of Boom. Remember, everybody thought that Broncos team with Peyton Manning and 55 touchdowns, you know, through the air, were just going to roll over the Seahawks in New York. And I felt like I was the only guy that said, you know what, I think it's going to be the Seahawks. I think you're underestimating the power of that defense. But there's no more Richard Sherman and Earl Thomas and Cam Chancellor on the back end. You got like Brad McDougal and Quadri Diggs that they picked up, you know, from the Lions, and Trey Flowers back there and Shaquille Griffin. But when you talked to Nathaniel Hackett last night, the offensive coordinator who's game planning for these guys, he said, well, still looks like a pretty good defense to me.
I think the soundness of it, I mean, this is kind of where this whole defense has originated. Obviously, everyone calls it the Seattle defense, and I mean, they've been doing it for a long time, the two linebackers especially. I think they've been together for about 6-7 years. And I think it's just the simplicity of it is one of those things that makes them be able to play fast, and they understand all their issues. And so they're very sound defense, and it's what they're good at.
So Green Bay's going to have to come up with a, you know, solid plan. Obviously, turnovers are always a big deal in these games. But I think the Packers got in all three phases enough going on, and certainly the home field advantage, that they could pull this thing off. And we're talking about NFC Championship game.
Mike, I appreciate it, and we will talk up at Lambeau Field. Looking forward to it, pal, okay?
Thank you, Bill.
All right, buddy, there you go. That is Mike Clemens, who joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider Hiring Drivers, right now, you work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. It's been a pleasure hanging out down here at Stenny's all day. And now I make way for the local show, the big show, which is coming up next. Hang in there for that. I am going to make my way up to Lambeau Field, get ready for the Lodge Kohler kickoff with Aaron Jones. Hopefully everybody has a terrific evening, survives the Great White Death, and then we all reconvene at Lambeau Field come Sunday. Time for us to go. Have a going. Sleep.
Station strong, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.